Chile's president, Gabriel Boric, tries to console the mother of the latest policeman killed in the line of duty. "They killed my son," she sobs, while three former Chilean presidents watch from the front row of the church. 33-year-old Daniel Palma was shot in the head at point-blank range on Wednesday, the fourth policeman murdered while on patrol in less than a month.
"Enough, enough of killing those who guarantee our safety. Today there is a child, a wife, and an institution that is suffering."
The latest killing has shaken a country that, until 5 years ago, thought it was immune to the type of violent crimes that plagued many of Chile's neighbors. Now security, or the lack of it, has become a national priority.
"Three policemen murdered in the last fortnight. That's something that can't happen in Chile. It's never happened before, and it can't continue."
Following the latest victim's funeral, President Boric signed a controversial new law allowing police to use lethal force on the presumption that they're in danger.
"The situation we're facing has been brewing for a long time and has multiple causes. It won't be easy to confront. Its worst expression are the assassinations we've had to lament these past weeks."
Chile has seen an upsurge in drug trafficking and illegal weapons, but also gangs and organized crime groups who've entered Chile from Venezuela and Colombia. In the last 5 years, hundreds of thousands of undocumented migrants have entered this country, including two Venezuelans suspected of having killed this policeman. Rightly or wrongly, more and more Chileans are blaming some of them for importing crime to this country. Here in the capital, some mayors are even demanding that the government declare a state of emergency in their counties, where nearly 40% of crimes are committed. Starting Monday, undocumented migrants suspected of committing a crime will be placed under preventive detention until their identity and innocence can be established. Another unprecedented step. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.